Hi, everybody. This is Creation Lightship Healing Program. This is the Healing Highway. And the date today is 10-10-2016. So we'll clear off the date for everybody. Here we go. Releasing those energies from your natal chart that's attacking you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll activate the light beams. Bring in some male energy here to help you out, bring more peace into your life. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now if you have a situation going on, something happening to you or whatever, emotional or physical, think of that one situation. Or if nothing's going on, think of one from the past. We can release that. It's always with you until you get it cleared out. So here we go. You can always work with birth trauma if you like. That's a good one. So here we go. Let's release that. So I'll count to 20 to help you out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay, so got some news here. So last night, my time, Pacific Coast time, I'll just say about 11:05 in the evening, I got awakened, we'll say, and got the words full engagement, and I already felt stuff happening. So I'll just kind of back up a little bit from that. So the full engagement was aliens trying to take over the Earth again. So if you remember correctly, maybe last week, Wednesday or Friday show, I mentioned I'd be looking out or checking out or going after the Galactic Federation. So that was the first thing that I was noticing, maybe not too consciously, but I had to let them know that I'm going to be hunting them down. And so then from there, wasn't too happy with them on Saturday because of what they're doing to people. And I think what happened last night, since we had the presidential debates, we'll say. And so I think, and I didn't hear it, I just heard it secondhand, that somehow Donald Trump mentioned to Hillary that he was going to have a special prosecutor or something investigate her for stuff and maybe imprison her or whatever. It may not be politically correct, but that's kind of the gist of it that I heard. Well, I think at that point, the energies out there that are supporting them got kind of upset, worried. Maybe they thought they lost their vote on the election from that, and they put on a complete invasion here on the planet. And from there, I got the word, the full engagement, and I went, boy, that's, you know, another situation going on, and instantly there was battles happening. And when it first started, we went to Mars. So somehow the attacks came from Mars, or the direction of Mars, or ships from Mars, or something. And so after about an hour battling with Mars, all of a sudden I noticed that we were having troubles like being flanked from the energies of the Earth here, from the vortexes and whatever underground alien bases, et cetera, coming up, trying to attack us from behind. So we had to deal with that. So about an hour into it, the energy kind of dropped, and then we took those things out. So on the timeline that we were fighting, okay, dealing with the aliens from Mars coming to take over the planet here, that particular Mars is no longer around. It's gone completely. It got disintegrated. Now, I'm not saying that the one that you see here is going to be disintegrated, but that one was. And we were also working with tons of timelines here with that at underground bases, and it'll be probably about another two-week go-around battling the timelines of Mars, where these people are hiding and trying to escape, and also the underground alien military complexes. So if you felt anything going on in your area, maybe your Earth was shaking or something, that's the base is being taken out. As far as the Galactic Federation, at this point, what we were battling, they're no longer. We took them out a few years back, and they kind of reformed again. Not a really big group, but I don't see any of those energies around at all. The board members will say whoever's responsible, they're taken out. The people that are being who channel these alien energies, they have different names, so and so command and whatever. I think there's like a dozen of those. Most of those channelings are from the Alphabet Soup agency that's here on the planet, posing as aliens to channel to people to hook people up. But the actual aliens in the Galactic Federation are no longer. I don't know if they're going to be around in our dimension here or not, but the ones that we were battling are gone. Very possibly we'll be looking for them too, but right now high priority is to go under those timelines, and we all know about timeline crashing, and getting rid of these creatures that have escaped on timeline. So that'll be about a two-week process. So if you are a time-traveling soldier, you probably felt something last night. So like if you're back east, it would be, maybe about 2 o'clock in the morning, maybe 2:30, you probably would feel something. On the Pacific coast here, it was, a little bit after 11. And it's very possible they chose to strike with that wonderful number on our coast here of 11:11. You never know. But that's what's going on. If you look at the clouds this morning or during the day, if you're back east, you probably can't see any. But if you remember looking at them, they're all going to look different. Yeah, so you're actually seeing blood and guts from the aliens up there in the clouds. You're seeing their ships destroyed. You're seeing weird-looking clouds. The sun doesn't look like the sun any longer. It looks like a flashlight shining. So there's a lot of stuff happening. So that's all that I have to report. What I will say is that there was absolutely no Galactic Federation forces helping out here. And the Galactic Federation that was there is terminated. So naturally, people hear what I say. There's probably spies right now listening to take notes, to put it on other websites, and the Galactics had absolutely zero to do with anything, nothing. So we'll see what comes out, throughout the other energies here. But it'll be probably a good two-week stint here, 100% engagement, hunting down timelines and the aliens. So we'll see if we get any comments from people. So that's the news. And we just got rid of the invasion here. This has probably been ongoing for a long time now, of them trying to take over the planet the very last time. So that's it. So back to you, Elizabeth. Are you out there?
Yes, I'm here, Ron. Thank you so much for the wonderful update. And is there anything, Ron, we can do to make sure that they stay away? I know you've been telling people to run environmental imbalance timeline crash, as well as Earth Protect Timeline Crash, both of which are free healings, and they're located at Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com. You can run those. And also, Ron has been advising everyone to do the clone to light and the alien to light clearings. So is there anything else, Ron, that we should be aware of, or anything we could do to make sure that this problem gets addressed here?
Well, the time-traveling soldiers are dealing with it. What you could do to help out, if you wish, is to do the Earth protection clearing that we have up, Earth imbalance clearing, anything to do with the Earth,
okay.
To do that cleaning. And definitely close down your crown chakra. So make sure that you're continuously shutting that down so that they don't hook you up with the crown chakra.
And what would you do to do that? Would you just say, I now command my spirit to close my crown chakra?
No, that's the body energy. Your chakras are basically attached to your body, so have your body close it down. Your spirit may not even know what to do with that.
Yeah.
So you want to just have your body shut it down.
Okay.
And do that maybe every hour, because your people are used to having it opened up, or not knowing about opening it up, but it's always open. So just shut it down so you don't get get attacked, and we'll just see what happens. So it's too bad we don't have, or we couldn't sell alien bug spray or something, you know?
Yes. Alien off.
Alien off, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that would be nice. Okay, so actually somebody, I think this person had a clone encounter or was at a clone convention because they wrote in, and it actually has to do with the crown chakra. And they said, yesterday I was at a public event in an auditorium full of people. I had all my clearings running for me at home, including auric field protection and body energy shrink wrap on the crown chakra disconnection clearing. I was startled to notice that even though the room was full of people, I could not feel the energy like I did at similar gatherings years ago. The room seemed empty, and the faces of the people looked blank and disconnected to me. I felt like I was with mannequins, a human form with no light inside. I got a chill from the experience.
That's good, yeah. I saw a weird lady yesterday. You probably have all seen pictures of the Holocaust and how people are like skin and bones, you know?
Mm, yeah, very familiar images, yeah, unfortunately.
I'm watching this lady, or maybe it's a teenage girl. She was very tall, and she had, you know, her clothes on, but they were, you can see that her legs are probably about a 2-inch diameter leg.
Wow.
Like, gee, what kind of alien race is in here now, you know? They just get beamed in. It's really strange, but it looked like she was one of those walking skeletons with no meat on her, you know? It's just very interesting. So anyway, they're dropping stuff in still, but hopefully not much longer. So back to you.
Yeah, and I think this is a pretty common experience for people to have. It's not very common that you'll go out and find a room full of people who are all running Ron's clearings and have done their whole lifetime emotional clearing and are in the now and are human beings. A lot of the times you'll just encounter clones. And when you go to the expo, if you go to the expos, which there's actually one coming up, which we'll talk about a little bit later on in the show, Ron really creates the space for everyone to become real and be in the now. And it's a kind of amazing experience because you actually see people change, become real, and it's kind of a shared experience in the whole room. But if you're just running clearings at home, too, you probably will be noticing clones more because you're not one of them. And it can be a little disconcerting because the clearer you become, the more and more and more you're going to notice these things. So that's what it sounds to me like. Maybe this person stumbled into a clone convention here. Also, I should mention, if you'd like to write in and you're brand new just joining us, you can please send questions or testimonials if you've been working with Ron's healings at creationlightship.com, which is the web home site and where you also do all of your clearings or healings. You can send them to our fast chat feedback form, which is linked to creationlightship.com at the top of the page while the show is airing. You can just click that, go to our BBS radio homepage, and also you can send us directly at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And that crown chakra alien courting disconnection clearing is a great healing, and it's only $50. And that can be done along with any of the other healings after you have done your whole lifetime emotional clearing. So all of these are great, great clearings, and they will help you be here in the now, remain peaceful, get off of timelines, and disconnect from the energies of other people and help you become more empowered and heart-centered. So, I guess we should move on. And someone said that they're feeling better. We just got a message from a listener who said, after the 8-hour intensive, I am feeling much better, energetically speaking. Maybe it was the gold dust room as I feel more energized. It could also be that I listened to the out and in spirit audio that was suggested on Saturday's program. Also, the 12 source energies that night helped me unwind and relax mentally and physically. I will keep doing this for a sleep protocol after the healings. Very good.
Yep. So we'll see if anybody wants to write in if they felt anything weird last night, or they saw strange-looking clouds in the sky. Maybe you might see an alien head floating around. You never know, you know, or arm or leg or something.
Yeah, someone did write in, Ron, and they said, thanks for your report and action of the invasion last night. I did awaken with a startle at around 11:15 p.m. Pacific. My pets also became active and nervous, usually sound asleep. The sky was weird this morning. That's funny. I had a similar experience here on the East Coast. It was like 2:30 in the morning for us here. But I woke up and went outside, and also the pets were acting up there. So very interesting. Seems like a lot of people had a similar experience, Ron.
Yep. So, interesting if we have some of the time-traveling soldiers listening, maybe they have some glimpses of the battles. All that I can recall is that there was so much life for hours, and then, you know, bars like vanished, you know. No longer on that timeline. So I'm hoping that's the timeline that everybody went to from the, you know, from Earth here, all those devious people, you know, as they escaped. Hopefully they were on that Mars and they couldn't replicate, you know, another timeline to jump over to. But we're hunting them down, hunting down Mars.
Wow. Someone else said that they had an earthquake yesterday in Southern California. It was at Sunday at about 3:45 p.m. So I don't know if that had anything to do with the battles.
Well,
there's also been a lot of flooding and hurricanes back here in the southeast.
Yeah. I've been kind of agitated a little bit, maybe the last week, so that stuff going on.
Definitely, yeah. It seems like a very heavy time right now. I think this happens usually around this time of year when the seasons are changing back east. It seems like they're always trying to bring in these new timelines here. It's very common to have these feelings, I think, anytime there's like a big upheaval or change. So somebody else is asking, Ron, if the Earth is in alignment, I guess, after all of these battles.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, great.
It's fine.
Somebody else said that they couldn't sleep at all last night.
Yep.
Okay, Ron, here's a kind of an interesting question. Somebody was asking if you could just clarify, I guess they were just clarifying that Ron was recommending purchasing a second natal barcode clearing for people who joined the army, etc., not also for those who enlisted as a sovereign soldier for the light. So you were recommending that for people who were in the actual armed forces, correct?
That is correct, yes, because it's a whole different life.
Okay, great.
There's a lot of different energies there, which I don't even probably know a lot of it, but it's a whole different lifetime when you do that. So it's like being reborn again. So that's why you want to repurchase it and dedicate that for situations in your life, toward, restraining yourself from that energy.
Yeah, I would think you would really want to do that, especially if you are, serving in the military. It seems like there is a lot that goes on with that and a lot of clearings. And also for veterans, I know we've done several Veterans Day shows, as well as several shows geared specifically towards clearings for veterans. And some of those are on the archives. I don't have the specific dates in front of me at this moment, but we can maybe work on trying to get some of those shows if anybody out there is interested in that, the dates for those archives. And also, I wanted to announce that if you are planning on sending in your picture for the expo coming up, that is the New Life Expo in New York City, October 21st through the 23rd. Ron will be there. And as we usually do, you can have the option to, if you can't make it to the expo, you can send a photo of yourself or your loved ones for a PayPal donation of $100, and you will get unlimited light infusion healings for that entire weekend. So the photos are kept inside the light infusion chamber during the New Life Expo for the entire weekend, October 21st through the 23rd. So a lot of people like to do that, especially if they don't live on the East Coast or in New York City and they can't come. They'll still get all the benefits of the light chamber sessions that Ron does there at the Expo. So the deadline for that is Tuesday, the 18th of October. So you have to receive your photos before then, and you can email them to us. And if you would like to do that, just let us know. And I think that should be sent to not the questions email, but to a different email, Ron. Where should people direct the photos if they want to do that along with the PayPal donation? Maybe to, I'm just trying to see here where we could have people send them. And I'm not sure if Ron is here, so we'll get that for you in a second. And I guess we'll just keep going with listener questions here. So the next question comes from a listener who was asking, was addressing Ron's request about weird skies. And Ron just asked if we noticed anything unusual yesterday. And they wrote, yes, so odd. It just got on the news. There was a circular silver gray rainbow over a totally gray sky visible over the Pacific Ocean in Southern California. Sadly, there was a rainbow, but no rain, which we need. So it seems like there has been some weather phenomenon going on there. And I'm not sure if that has anything to do with the battles. And I think we're waiting to get Ron back. Ron, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. So did you have any comments on the circular silver gray rainbow or anything having to do with weird skies?
At this moment, no. I am seeing a lot of weird stuff with it, but I don't know what to say. You know, it's in the past, so very possibly they were trying to anchor some points in here for the battle last night. So that's what I would think, trying to activate stuff to get their place set up to take the Earth away.
Okay, and I guess if you want to send photos in for the light chamber, you can send them to creationlightship@yahoo.com. That'd probably be the best place. And somebody else wrote in and said, I live in New York, and I had a very, very restless night. I went to bed around 10, but I never really got to sleep. I finally got up at 3 o'clock, and I have been up ever since. Wow, what a night. I hope tonight is better.
Yeah, we'll say if it's not better, that means that they're probably working on stuff closer here to this dimension. Remember, the time-traveling soldiers are not in our dimension, just outside of it. I can't say how far outside, but they're outside of this one, and that's where the aliens come through and come in, and why they're trying to steal the Earth into a different dimension. That's why we felt weird, you know, off and on. You'd walk sideways in the morning or something because they're playing with the Earth, trying to take it away. So it all depends, you know, who was left here and what they're doing. And, you know, the soldiers do have jurisdiction to come into our dimension here, but it might be a little scary for people to see somebody who, you know, has lived, you know, 1,500 years ago fighting aliens. You may not like to see that, but they do have jurisdiction now to come into our physical dimension right now. So if you see something, let us know.
So we can some time travelers, Ron? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're going to be. Yeah, they are going to. They have jurisdiction clearance now to come into our dimension to take out aliens. So it's very possible you may be looking straight ahead and you see something move alongside of you, just out of your normal vision, maybe like a shadow or something, and you look and it's gone. That's them. They'll be hunting stuff down. We see
wow.
that in the movies. All of a sudden you would see, like, on the alien movies, like a little ripple of energy, and all of a sudden something would materialize or something like that. You know, we've all seen that on the, you know, on different DVDs and things. So very possibly, you know, this is what can happen here, and it probably will happen. Remember that this is the final straw. If they don't get them out of here, we lost the planet. So back to you.
So it sounds like kind of like an all-hands-on-deck affair here.
Yeah. There's no, they crossed the line.
Gosh. Well.
Line, and that's it. You know, there's no forgiveness, if you want to use that term. Like I said, you know, the only good alien is a dead one. You know, there are a few aliens that are helping us, but they're normally, the ones that I have worked with, typically are like animals, you know, like birds and bees, and, you know, there's some four-leggeds. You know, what we're hunting down typically are the two-legged aliens that could look like humanoids or something. So, anyway, to just watch the cloud. The clouds will tell you the story because they're trying to also escape through the clouds, because the clouds will form around them. And it'll be an interesting 2 weeks here, believe me.
Wow. Wow, everyone. So I guess just keep us posted if you notice anything unusual or different. And Ron, is there anything we can do to kind of stay grounded and stay centered? I guess just keep doing the mind to heart drop?
All you need is be in the present moment, mind to heart drop. You don't want to ground to the earth to pick up, you know, dead energies there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because, you know, just think of a tree that dies of a forest fire, and you ground to earth, now you got the trauma from the tree in you. So, and, you know, you just want to, plus, you know, what's the ground made of? You know, dead things. So just, you know, stay with your spirit.
I feel like everything is very fragmented right now.
Everything is fragmented, yeah. Uh-huh.
So including the aliens. It's hard to know, like, where to even start.
Yep, and don't worry about it too much, you know. Just know that the soldiers are there to defend the Earth. And like I said before, there's absolutely no Galactic Federation or Federation of this or that or anything. There's no Space Brothers out there and energies coming to our assistance. And they're not even going to be allowed in here if they do come, because the time-traveling soldiers have light to work with them. The aliens don't use light, so they can never match the frequency of the time-traveling soldiers. So you're looking at source energy, basically battling the darkness. This is what you're looking at right now. You may want to even call it Armageddon, you know, in a sense. But this is the light versus the dark. And the soldiers are here using light to get rid of darkness. And, you know, there's no questions or no amnesty or anything else. If they, you know, they got to get out of here. And that's their choice. So back to you.
Somebody did write in, Ron, and said there was a new little man as a bagger, I guess, at the grocery store. And they said, at the store I shop for food, it felt very weird to me, very alien. I avoided this cashier. Then he said to me, come over there to aisle 11. I walked away from him and stayed with this other cashier. I am running an alien to light clearing on him, not knowing his name, but felt he courted me. Never seen him before. Very strange.
Yep, whoopee.
Yay. So it sounds like this is the experience you've been telling people about, Ron.
Yeah, we all may be living what you call a sci-fi life pretty soon here. If you didn't have one before, you know, fasten your seatbelt.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Okay, somebody else said right now we have a red sky, no clouds in Tallahassee. I guess that's Florida.
Interesting. Yeah, I actually saw for about 10 minutes, Mount Shasta was pink. And it was very interesting to see Mount Shasta being pink. That was probably a couple hours ago. So there's a lot of stuff happening. But anyway, you know, look around for those soldiers. This will be very interesting for all of you listening here. And if you are enlisted, you might even have a glimpse of your, you know, your team with you. And normally most teams are at least a dozen soldiers to maybe, you know, dozen to 15 to maybe a couple dozen as one particular group or unit. So you may start to actually maybe even recognize some people physically that are enlisted with you, and or you may even just feel their presence more than you ever had in your life. And they may just show up and, you know, you may actually physically see them or just, you know, see them like as a vision. They don't want to startle you, but just know that they're here. They're on ground level. They're walking on the earth, hunting down aliens. So back to you.
Yeah, that's interesting. Someone I met up with the other day said, he said the exact opposite was true. Everyone keeps saying that machines are becoming more human-like, but he felt that humans were becoming more like robots.
Yeah, that would be the clones. They're trying to take over the humans, yes. There were the few of us that are here, but basically
that's what they're doing, is trying to bring in another race of species.
Yeah, it does seem like that.
So if anybody has seen a movie of what we're describing right now, normally they will show you situations or movies maybe a couple of years prior to what's going to happen. So if you happen to see one, let us know so we can actually watch it and see what it's about. You know, I know that movie was it Jupiter Rising, I think. That was factual. That was 100% correct. So if you're a new listener, you want to see a good movie, watch that one, and you're going to see what they're doing to us here. So back to you. That's maybe a couple-year-old movie, I guess.
I just saw a preview for something today. I can't remember the name of it. I'll have to Google it. But I was wondering if anybody out there had any sort of interactions or experiences that they would want to write in about if they were part of the time-traveling soldiers, if they were enlisted, and would they like to share those experiences live on air? You can, if you have had them, you want to email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can use the Creation Lightship Fast Chat feedback form, which is linked to creationlightship.com when the show is live. And also you can find the link through our bbsradio.com homepage. So just wondering if any enlisted people out there have had any sort of experiences or visions or whatever they'd want to share with us on the show tonight. This is a little bit different topic, Ron, but somebody wrote in and said that they had heard some songs that were popular in their teen years, and they said, I realized that I didn't identify with them too much when I was young, but now notice my emotions are more refined. So grateful to have the clearings to eliminate compassion and empathy especially.
Very good.
Okay, great. And somebody else said that if you are doing the 12 source energy for sleeping, you can re-loop it so that it plays continuously all night. Which I did not know. Thank you so much for telling us that.
So what I could do is get an analogy again with people's spirits in their bodies so they could feel better, bring some more energy into their legs. So here we go. It's going to take you out and put you in properly because you could be even crooked. So we'll do that the first time. So we'll go out and in and out and in. Now you're in your body correctly, and now we're going to bring more energy into your feet. So out and in, 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 out and in. Out and in, out and in. There we go. So your legs should feel a little heavier, and you should have a little more awareness with your body energy that your spirit now is more fully connected to you. So back to you.
Whoa, okay. Thanks, Ron. That was pretty interesting. Did anybody else have anything they'd like to share when Ron does that? It always feels so fascinating, I guess, when you realize that your spirit's in your body wrong and it's corrected. So thanks for that additional feet energy, too. That was really nice. Anybody notices anything different or would like to talk about how they feel, please let us know. So somebody else had a question about clones, Ron, and they asked, Ron, if someone's partner is a full clone and one has done the clone-to-light clearing, is there any point in doing the regular whole life clearings for that clone, like emotional, mental, etc.?
Yeah, when you make him into a human by doing that Soul Delight healing, now they'll have the body reformed with a blueprint of life. So now they're just like you would be. I don't know how much they're going to be into emotions, but they will be having emotions because they're having a physical body here. The whole lifetime clearings would work for them, yes. Just kind of watch them and see how they're behaving because they are going to be running that energy. But they may not have much in them as far as, past DNA of people who lived here naturally because they're made, from a program. But what goes forward after you do that will be probably connected to them, just the way the body works. The aliens should possibly, hopefully not, but they could bring in some energy into them to make them respond more. Everybody knows that the clones are becoming kind of upset and sassy and, arrogant. But that's because they're running emotions, even though they are, full-blown clones. So, back to you.
Well, yeah, I've had some encounters with these sassy ones, definitely. Especially recently. So, the best thing to do is to just not engage. And then you're getting courted and you're taking on emotional stuff that you really don't need to because they don't really get it. So just walk away, Renee, as Ron always says. And record your response and send it to us so that you can share it on the Creation Lightship show so that we know what to look for. And it helps out the other listeners tremendously, too, I think, when people hear what you've been experiencing. And it helps everybody kind of know how to sort of handle these things. Okay, so the next testimonial is from the Sunday 8-hour intensives. And we should mention that Ron does a series of 8-hour healing calls every month. And you can find out more about that at creationlightship.com at the top of the website. And somebody said, first, to thank Ron for Saturday's Ascension preparation call and for Sunday's 8-hour intensives. All the healings were great and effective, but the best results were from the pin removals that you did later in the day. I started noticing a difference in my hands after the call up through and including today. Removal of pins from my fingers, and then the work on swollen knuckles were nothing short of incredible. Now you cannot see my knuckles unless I make a fist. My hands look smaller and smoother and feel and look young. Thanks again, Ron, for giving me back my youthful hands.
You're very welcome. That's great. Thank you.
Okay, great. Yeah, and thank you so much for that wonderful testimonial. It's really nice when people write in with these because it helps us to kind of understand how the healings and clearings are working with everybody and how things are going. Okay. So somebody else said, for sleeping, they run the 12 source energies and the time stop on a loop, and they sleep really well. So that's good to know. And let's see. Ron, were there any maybe sample clearings you wanted to do for people tonight? Maybe to sort of help them?
Well, what I'll do is it's on the website, but it'll take out the codes in you of the alien imprinted oxygen to harm you. So they put codes, maybe nanobots or something, some technologies in our oxygen that we're breathing to dumb us down, numb us out. So here we go. Let's release that. And here we go. One,
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. And that's a free clearing on the website if you wish to do that, to see how you're sensing the energy right now. And you might have a little more oxygen in your body. So back to you.
Yeah, a lot of what was happening, I know on the calls, people were saying that they felt like they couldn't get enough oxygen, and Ron had also mentioned there being a lot of alien oxygen in the atmosphere. I guess that is also a result of all of the battles that have been going on. So if you want to do the alien oxygen code removal, that's a free healing, and you can do it on creationlightship.com. The drop-down box for all of those free healings is under the healing login. And I guess I'll just read a little bit about that here because people may not know what that oxygen is. And the oxygen on this planet has alien codes within it. They can cause your energy levels to drop and may affect your memory. This clearing will help remove the harmful effects of breathing the current Earth oxygen. Now, this is great because we get this all the time. People are always saying this when you feel groggy, depressed, or a little funky, this clearing may help. Do the clearing as many times as you feel you need to. This healing will only work for the person performing the healing. The healing will clear the oxygen in the person's room and lungs. So that is really a good clearing because every day, I guess, if you're feeling like this, you can run this. And there's a bunch of different options. You can pick different colors. You can enter custom color for the oxygen. And you can also do a spirit integration, and it only takes about 10 minutes per clearing. So that is a good one to do. And I think that there is really a wealth of free information and free healings there that you can utilize if you've been feeling funky or just like not, you know, maybe like you woke up on the wrong side of the bed or maybe you were out in a battle last night and you want to, you know, feel a little bit better, you can run that.
Okay. I think I'll work with the crown chakra.
Okay.
We talked about closing it, so we'll just do it for people. So what you want to do is just command your body to close your crown chakra. Remember, it's conscious. So here we go. So I'll count to 10 to do that. So you can do whatever you choose to. You may not have to do any counting, but you may feel it as I count. So here we go. Counting to 10 to shut it down for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And you should feel a little more self-contained. You won't feel like you've got these tentacles on you trying to suck your energy or maybe even look like, what's that, Medusa? Is that what it was with all those little snakes out of the top of the head? Yeah, so you won't look like that any longer.
Yep.
Well, look. That's it. That's what the aliens do. These are all alien gods that you're looking at as far as things that are back in history or her story back in the old days. And the people probably were a lot more conscious and they could see these things. And the gods
there was a lot less destruction and clutter.
Yeah, so all that stuff is real. Just because you think that it was here, you know, 4,000 years ago, and you hear about stories and different things, or even less time, doesn't mean that it left. It's still here, you know? So, anyway, how much time do we got left? Maybe 5 minutes here. So let's...
Oh, I did have another question here, Ron. It's kind of unusual, but this person said, to get the job I wanted, I did approximately 50,000 timeline crashes and did a psychic billboard clearing. They hired me. Been looking for a job for a while now, but this position is for a mortuary assistant. And I am going to do a space clearing on both of the mortuaries. There are two locations. And this listener is wondering, what else can I do to protect myself? Thanks.
Well, you want to... The person is going to be working in a mortuary?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Well, I guess the first thing I'd ask, are they going to be preparing the body of a person so the person looks good? And I don't know if they drain the blood out of a body in the mortuary or not. You know, that's not my forte. So, you know, if you're like a makeup artist, then you want to definitely, you know, you may do some entity clearings. So you don't know what's going to happen to that body. So, you know, entities for sure. So back to you.
Yeah, I would think entity clearings and get on the entity calls every week, maybe.
Yeah, you may want to make sure the spirit's out. You know, maybe there's a lot of those things that are floating around, the spirits that are trying to hang on, so you may feel drained.
I don't know if a space clearing would even really help, because it's mostly like entities, I would think.
Yeah, I would think so. I went into this house that was for sale, and it was a hospital / mortuary. So the person took me down to the lower level where they had this table where you could see, you know, where the drain was, where the blood came out, you know, and I went, uh-oh. So I'm talking about a haunted place, you know, but anyway, I don't have any real comments, but you want to do entities for sure.
Yeah, and also, I just had a thought, Ron. Yeah, especially with, like, this season coming up, you know, the one where everyone likes to bring out ghosts and skeletons and all that. I never forget when you said this. If you put out, like, a tea set for a ghost, the ghost will come and have tea. So everyone's putting all these things out. So it's drawing all of these entities to them.
Yeah,
no matter where you go, you really can't avoid it. I mean, people decorate their yards, and they put up fake graveyards and haunted houses and everything. So I would be really highly conscious of entities right now more than ever, especially with all this other stuff that's going on. It seems like you'd really want to be on top of that.
Yeah, and just think, if you're handing out candy, all those kids are going from door to door. What do they bring in your doorstep when you're handing them a little candy bar or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's body hopping from them to you?
Yay.
Hello.
Fortunately, we never get any of them, so I just kind of, like, turn off the lights and pretend I'm not home. But we never have anybody come, so it's not really a problem where I live.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's...
So you don't have anybody come, but it may not be in anybody.
Right. So somebody else said no sleep for us last night either. We were awake all night and meanwhile have several clearings running all night. We went out for a walk this afternoon down by the creek to move some energy and returned just after 4 to miss the first 10 minutes or so of this show. And we heard about some of the information about the alien attack last night. I sense that the alien attack maybe opened a way for entities to gain more control, too. Ron, any comments on that? Does the alien attack involve entities or allow them to grow in power at all?
I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. I won't say it's a definite no, but I don't think so. So, I guess we'll do the mind to heart drop here. And just listen to the show again, you know, if you want to get more information. I started talking about it the first part of the program here. So, here we go. Mind to heart drop. So, you need to command your spirit out loud. It's what you say is, and I'll command my spirit. I kind of like rings the doorbell so it's awakened. And then what you want it to do is to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, there you go. You're heart-centered, you're peaceful, and do this every hour. Blessings, everybody. We'll see you later.